This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The sky. Actually, we've had quite a moon, those of you who could see the moon this past week. Quite bright, quite brilliant, actually. Had a lot of crazy weather around the country for farmers to endure. We've had a crazy weather season. That's one of the things I want to talk about. This is the American Family Farmer. My name is Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. I've been around cows all my life. Been around the farm all of my life. I am also a seasoned broadcaster, and in this incarnation, I try to put together the skills, I hope that there is some skill involved in doing this, of talking to people about the issues of the day, the important things affecting the American family farmer, and then extending it out to how it affects you, the general consumer, the public, the families, the food that we're eating, what's going on. There's a lot of news this week that I want to get to, and we're going to then spend some more time talking about the fishing. This seems to be on the front burner. A lot of the fishermen, as you may recall, the most recent podcast that we have, The American Family Farmer, is a discussion that I had in the one that's just been posted with a fleet manager of a salmon company up in Alaska that has what they call a CSF. It's community supporting fishing, you know, like CSAs, community supporting agriculture. Well, this is a CSF about fishing. It's a member based organization that allows people to purchase a share of the harvest of they're a small family fishermen, small fleet, small boats. You enroll 3 to 9 month intervals, and you get a specific selection of the things that they harvest. Wild Alaskan king salmon, other kinds of salmon, black bass and black cod, Pacific cod, that kind of thing. So it's all there. You can hear it. You can actually see a documentary called Last Man Fishing. There's reference to that, lastmanfishing.com, at the website, actually on the podcast. So you check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I start the podcast with interesting figures on the largest cities in the country that are transferring food, where our food supply comes from and where it goes. That's an important listen. All of them are. I'm thinking this week's is going to be a very important listen. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I was talking about the weather and how cold it got, how quickly it got cold over the Midwest this past week. But I have some good news when it comes to the discussion about global warming, the weather. We had a horrible spring in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, across the East, the Northeast. It was not a good spring. I know on my farm, it took me, it seems like forever to get haying, to get out on the land. And that hopefully will not be the case next year. We hope for that every year. But the last 4 or 5 years, springs have been amazingly wet, which is a good way to start the season having enough moisture in the soil. But you got to get on the soil. And a lot of people were so late planting that they were pushed into late harvest. And then all of a sudden, we see the record October blizzard show up. In the upper Midwest, it was awful through, actually, Denver all the way across into the Northeast. And now we've had this cold flare-up here this past week in the Northeast from, actually, the Midwest was, I think, 2 below one morning in Chicago. All those flights were canceled. It was horrible. And that, a lot of people still haven't finished harvesting, and so that has put a cramp in that. But the world climate situation, there is a very important report out this week on weather events. And because the climate is about our climate on our planet, about to enter a sustained cooling phase, this is not the thing that I like to do on this program and anything else that I do. If you go to DougSteffen.com, You'll see all of the other, if this is the only program that I do that you listen to, you might be intrigued by some of the other things that I do that support health and metaphysical things in our daily program, the DJV Show, in which I talk about things that you don't hear discussed with my colleagues on any other radio program. And you may not even find the information elsewhere, including this one. The climate change people, it's their business to want to continue. It's kind of like the cancer business. They don't want to really find a cure for cancer because there's too much money in it. Well, the same thing has been created. The climate change industry and all the zealots, the religionists even, who have gotten on board. Is there a problem? Yes. Has the planet been warming? Yes. Is it caused by us? In part, yeah. But the Earth goes through cycles. And part of the cycles are created and caused by the sun. And now, in the last 11 years especially, there has been a furious raging storm on the sun. The solar sunspot cycle, however, according to scientists, is going to change. The long-term weakening of this solar sunspot cycle will now allow the planet to cool off. The planet will become more and more cool. We're at an apex. I guess that's basically what these people are saying. So those who are worried about the polar ice cap melting and all the other things, the cities that are going to be underwater in 50 years and all that sort of thing, apparently that's not going to be as obvious as one thinks. And hopefully that'll also end up helping in this the sunspot cycle. The update on the 25-year sunspot cycle we're about to go into, what astrophysicists say is going to change. The evidence is that they're gathering is pretty substantial. So at any rate, we can hold a good thought for that. One of the other stories this week in the news is the story of Dean Foods, the largest milk producer, not producer, but I guess, I consider milk producers cows, frankly. And these guys have done a horrible job of wrecking the business, especially for the smaller American family farmer. And so there are those who say that Dairy Farmers of America is going to take them over. But, you know, if you really dig around into who Dean Foods is and who Dairy Farmers of America are, you'll find that there's a mirror image here. So I'm thinking this is a big ruse to screw the farmers. That's basically the way I read it. Dean Foods started in Texas by the Sweezer family 94 years ago. They've been struggling because Americans are drinking less milk. That's what their PR says. But the real story is that they're producing crap. They have a horrible company that's done horrible things to the good name of American family farmers who have been dairymen. And frankly, they've been, I'm disgusted with them and the way this has been handled. They control about 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country. They have made it cheaper and, you know, all of this stuff, these Dairy Pure brand, and they took over the Organic Valley brand and made a mess out of that. They say that their problem is conventional white milk is not being used by people. They use all these other fake milks. And you know what? Walmart, which was one of their biggest customers, Dean Foods' biggest customers, dropped them last year. They built their own dairy plant because they were tired of, actually, part of the problem was their quality. Not that the milk coming out of Walmart is much better, because it isn't. And they're getting the milk, they're encouraging these huge agribusinesses to build dairy plants where the cows and the milk can be processed all in the same place, 20,000 cows. Can you imagine that? I mean, as a farmer, I don't even begin to understand how it works. They're all machines, robots milking them and all this. And I sound like an old curmudgeon, but I will tell you, the bottom line is the quality of the product that the public is not getting. And I think that's why you see Dean Foods doing what it did, but it's getting what it deserves, unfortunately, at the hands of the smaller farmers who've been squeezed out and gone bankrupt or had to go some other place. I don't wish anybody ill, but I'm not surprised that Dean Foods is out of business or going bankrupt, and how they recreate themselves. It'll be interesting to see how they get in bed with Dairy Farmers of America, another organ. As I said, they're the mirror image. Each of them, both of them are the same in my estimation, and they don't produce good products. The people who do their own processing on their own farms and sell to you retail at the farm, those are the places to go. I hope we can keep more of them around. But there's no surprise in what's going on at Dean Foods as far as I'm concerned. All right, 16 past the hour. We're going to meet Stephen Tettelbach and talk about shellfish. He's an ecologist. I want to first, though, think about you and your teeth with a question. When was the last time you whitened your teeth so you have a brighter smile? As the holidays are approaching, now's the time to begin to brighten your smile. Office parties, family gatherings, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, photo ops galore. Don't be caught with ugly teeth, discolored teeth, the teeth that aren't appealing, not attractive. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready. Doesn't take a lot of time. Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the very first 5 minutes, and then you keep it up, and every time you use it, you have, in like a week or so, you can be as much as 6 shades whiter. Yep. Minimal, no sensitivity, actually. I've used these things for years, no sensitivity to it. And now you can get a 30-day money-back guarantee with this product. That's how good it is. Try Power Swabs. See how much whiter your teeth can be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 now for 40% off using the code DJV. You'll also get an extra $10 off that 40% off, plus a free quick stick, which you can use any moment when you're out and about in the public to whiten up your teeth instantly. That's 40% off. Take off an additional $10 from that, plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, holiday ready, with Power Swabs.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. Let's quickly get into a discussion of what's going on in the shellfish business as an extension of our continuing conversation about fishing and the import of that in our diet and in our food supply. Stephen Tettelbach is a shellfish ecologist at Cornell University. He has been very close to all of this. He's a professor emeritus of biology at Long Island University, taught there for a number of years. So were you around the sea as a youngster, Stephen, as you were growing up? Were you around the sea?
Yes. I grew up in Connecticut and started going to the beach as long as I can remember, and was drawn to it, and pretty much knew by the time I was about 8 years old that I wanted to be a marine biologist. So
working in
so
that,
I guess I'm living the dream here.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We all ought to do that with our lives. So as we continue our conversation, what I want to talk about with you is what's going on along the coast of New York, New England, Massachusetts, scallop season in the Northeast opening up. And what can we expect from that? As I say, we're continuing our focus on a certain type of what I believe to be, I mean, this is farming and in the sea. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Like taking the tractor down the road. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen Tettelbach, who is a shellfish ecologist and someone who's watching the new northeast scallop season. Traditionally, Mr. Tettelbach, is it this time of year when fishermen in New York and New England go out to get the scallops? Is this the right time, or is it different this year than it has been in past years?
No, it's the same this year. So the bay scallop season starts in New York the beginning of November, and pretty much the same timing up in Massachusetts as well.
All right. So what's going on this year? What's it been like? Maybe you can give us an overview of this particular type of, if you want to call it fishing, I think that's appropriate. What's unique about it? What's needed in order to do it successfully? And what makes these areas along the New York and New England coast so good for the bay scallops?
Well, bay scallops live in nearshore waters, so estuaries are primarily where they're found. And the way that they're traditionally caught at the commercial scale is by using dredges. So these are basically metal boxes that are dragged along the bottom. They're about 2 feet wide, and they're brought up to the surface, and the scallops are separated from the rest of the material, which is then returned, and the scallops are kept. So the scalloping industry in New England is one that's really very iconic, and different places argue about who has the better tasting bay scallops, but here in New York, we are seeing a massive die-off of adult scallops this year. And,
really?
Yeah, and this is on the heels of the two best years that we had seen in almost 25 years. So,
is it overfishing or is it pollution?
No,
or what's...
no, it's not overfishing. So bay scallops basically live about a year and a half, and they pretty much just reproduce during one season. So every year is dependent upon how well the new crop comes along. And So the last 2 years were excellent, and then we had seen a really good what we call set or numbers of juvenile scalps last fall. So the expectation and hope was that this year was also going to be another really good year. But sometime between sometime over the summer, probably late June, early July, there was a massive die-off, and so now the fishery this year is really miserable. Opening day, the local fish market where I live had 25 pounds of scallops for sale, and last year they had 2,000 pounds.
So, again, let's go back to what the reason may be. I'm looking at what role do some of the other wildlife, if that's what we want to call it, seagulls and that sort of thing, what's in the water itself? What's the influence here?
Well, we've studied bay scallops. I've worked on bay scallops for over 40 years, and we do a tremendous amount of field work for the work I do here in New York. A lot of diving, working with fishermen, and you know, we're very familiar with the usual types of predators of bay scallops, and we really don't think that the usual ones would be responsible for this type of die-off. So we're in the process of gathering data and do have theories about what.
All right, so let's get to. I'd like to get to some of those theories, including the influx of brown algae and if that's choking out this very important crop, because it is a crop. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump getting underway this morning on Capitol Hill. Career diplomats William Taylor and George Kent testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. In some election news, a short time ago, Ohio Congressman and former 2020 presidential candidate himself, Tim Ryan, endorsed Joe Biden for president. Hillary Clinton ruling out another run for the White House, at least for now. The former Secretary of State explaining her position in a British radio interview yesterday.
Never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, talking to you, that is absolutely not in my plans.
Clinton says she does plan to help elect one of the Democrats next year, saying she wants President Trump to, in her words, be retired. This is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Focus on farming, the family, food. So the American Family Farmer is all about. Luke Bryan singing our themes here. Stephen Tettelbach is with me. He's a shellfish ecologist at Cornell University. We're talking about the scallop season this year. It's been good for the past couple of years, a disaster this year. And so I wondered about the algae. We've had a problem, but it's mostly been a fresh water problem because I don't think algae can live in salt water, can they?
There are many types of algae that do live in salt water, and this is the food on which scallops and clams and oysters feed.
Uh-huh.
So back in the mid-1980s, we had the first of a series of what were called brown tides. These are algal blooms of a single-celled algae, and they basically almost wiped out the scallop populations at that time. And I got involved in doing some restoration work at that time, and we saw some benefit of it, but another brown tide in 1995 basically wiped out all of the gains that had taken place. So fortunately, we have not had brown tide in our bays where we're talking about the scallop die-off since 1995. And And in fact, this year there was really no evidence of any type of harmful algae that were present. So we feel we can rule that out as a potential cause of these die-offs.
All right. So then, and as we look at the problems, we're talking about the Northeast. What about the rest of the country? You described at the beginning how the scallops thrive in the areas, and there are a lot of areas all over, not only our country, but around the world on the shorelines that have estuaries. So are scallops growing everywhere?
Well, there's actually several hundred species of scallops worldwide, many of which are commercially harvested and also grown in aquaculture. The bay scallop is found along the east coast of the United States and a little bit in the Gulf of Mexico. But the only places where they're commercially harvested at the present time are in the Northeast United States.
So how are clams affected? Because they grow more or less in the same conditions, right? The
mm-hmm.
scallops and clams, aren't they pretty much in the same areas?
They are, and that's actually a very good question. And from what we've seen in our dive surveys, we have not seen any real evidence of clam die-off. And actually this year, the oyster growth was about the best that anyone's ever seen in recent years. So it is known that bay scallops are more sensitive to environmental factors than these other species.
Why would that be? Why would that be?
Well, it's just the nature of the animal. I don't know that I could actually answer that question, but it is known that they are more sensitive, and many people have described them as the canary in the coal mine, if you will, amongst shellfish species.
Isn't it interesting? You must find this. Maybe I'm a rare bird when it comes to this sort of thing. As you're talking, I'm thinking about where these things are in the history of the evolution of our planet and how mm-hmm. long, you know, my mind wanders into these areas, these kind of gray, fuzzy areas, thinking about the history of our planet, thinking about what we know in the here and now, and do we even begin to understand how complicated the living systems are, the life systems here, and how long, I mean, scallops and oysters and clams have been around for millions, if not billions of years, haven't they?
Yeah, hundreds of millions of years. Yep.
Yeah.
So,
have they always been eaten? They've been a source of food for people that live close to the coast for a long time?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I mean, there are, there's lots of archaeological evidence that these species have been eaten for thousands, tens of thousands of years, perhaps longer.
So, under the circumstances, we look at this and we're wondering whether there's a blip here. You may have heard me talking about climate change because it's hard to do a program on farming and not talk about the climate, the weather, mm-hmm. what's going on. And I don't know if you heard me talking about the sunspots and how
yes.
that seems to be changing. So will that, if in fact that's true, will that help you a little bit in the near term or the long term, or what's the way of fixing this problem? And if we can't fix it, does it lead to other problems?
Well, yeah. I mean, climate change is very pervasive. I strongly believe in that, as do most scientists. What we're thinking now is that this die-off was probably driven by warm water temperatures and low levels of oxygen in the water, which the scallops and other species need, of course. And we think that this may this year may have coincided with when the scallops spawn or reproduce. So that combination of factors, we believe, is the most likely explanation at this point based on the data that we have for this die-off. So, we're trying to get further information. We're trying to figure out, you know, the exact cause of this. And in so doing, then we can try to identify measures that we can take to help improve the situation, excuse me, going forward. And, you know, if this is in fact warming waters, we are at the mercy of that at the local level. But certainly there are things that can and I believe should be done.
What are those
on
things?
National and global level.
What are those things that you think ought to be done?
Well, again, I strongly believe in climate change and that it is caused by human activities. So, you know, reducing fossil fuel consumption and, relying more on renewable energy sources like solar power and wind power, I think are some of the most important things, right?
But what about the animals or the beings themselves? And what is, in my mind, I mean, I go back and forth on climate change and what really its impact is, but I don't change my mind when it comes to pollution. And so as these beings are raised close to the shore, close in, and we all know another problem that we are, if it's not as equal, maybe it's greater than the climate problem is the garbage that we're spewing out. And especially in some of these areas, they must be very vulnerable to a lot of the crap that's being sent out the waterways all over the country and all over the world. Are they not?
Yeah, yes, they are indeed. You know, that's one of the things we're also looking at as well. You know, whether there was an influx of toxins this year that was different from the last couple of years. We really don't have any information on that at this point, but it is a possibility. But the amount of pollution in the oceans as it continues to rise, and you know, there are various types of pollution, toxins dissolved in the water, as well as plastics. Plastics are a huge problem.
Awful.
For shellfish, as well as many, many other marine species.
Do scallops get replanted, sort of repositioned, like oysters do? I don't know enough about them. They do. So.
Yeah. So we've been doing a very large-scale restoration program in the last 15 years. And as a result, the scallop populations have improved dramatically and have the fisheries as well. And so what we do is we grow them in a hatchery and then grow them out to larger sizes and then begin to plant them out into the field. So so this is a form of farming, aquaculture, and it's a very important part of the whole process.
Yeah, that's why we've been sort of is a new discovery for me on this program. I've been doing this program 4 or 5 years, and we've always, you know, we've had different strains of thought, but we've never spent any time until the last month or so on aquaculture and on the things that are growing in the sea and what that does for the food supply. I think as I listen to you, certainly there's a lot of discovery here. You sound like you're pretty discriminating. You've brought a lot of variables into consideration. So are you inspired, or maybe that's not the right word, do you feel optimistic about the future of this form of farming?
Oh, yeah. Aquaculture has grown importance worldwide. It now supplies almost half of the world's seafood is through aquaculture. The United States, it's not quite as important as in other countries around the world, but it is very important and is growing. And it's, you know, most of the oysters in the country are the result of farming.
All right, so that's what I want. Can we farm scallops the same way? Could we save the business by doing some more concentrated farming?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is what we've done here in New York, and it has worked, but it is expensive, and it takes a real concerted effort. So,
what are we going to pay for? At the bottom line, excuse me. The bottom line is, what are we going to pay for a plate of scallops this year?
Well, right now they're selling in the fish markets for at least $30 a pound, and
Woo!
That's if you can get them. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year they were $20 a pound. So there's a real rabid following for bay scallops here and in the rest of New England, and you know, people are willing to pay those prices. But this year it's going to be really tough to get them in New York. Fortunately, in other places, like in Massachusetts, the scallops are going to do better this year. We were doing some work up on Nantucket in September, and their populations this year look much better than ours do.
Good. Well, take care with your decisions, and I hope you have the power to work this over and fix the problem. Stephen Tettelbach from Cornell University here, focusing on the shellfish situation in the Northeast and how it impacts us all around the country and around the world. Thank you. You're listening to The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word now on how to get a good night's rest. Actually, I think you know how to get a good night's rest. If you listen to me with any degree of regularity, you know, on any or all of my programs, I'm always extolling the value and the virtue of MyPillow, MyPillow products, the MyPillow pillows, the pillow cases, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the sheets, those Giza sheets, and all the other pillows that you can use for your dog, for travel. You just go to the website and you see this catalog full of all kinds of things. And now there's one more thing to be excited about for MyPillow. That's their new towel, the towel six-pack. A couple of bath towels, hand towels, washcloths, towels that actually work. What a concept. They actually dry you. I know I have this problem. I have had some friends that have given me some very expensive towels. They're great looking, but they don't do any. They don't take care of the problem of drying you off. This towel will fix that problem. 100% USA cotton, all manufactured in the USA, as is every other product that's sold by MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV discount code. Right now, as they begin to introduce these towels, these amazing towels, enter the promo code DJV, and you'll get 30% off, plus you get free shipping. I think new radio listener special tab, go there, get the deals, not only in the towels, but all the rest of the things that we help you with your sleep. And you know, this, I have a lot of respect, actually, for what he's done, this great American company. Okay, great radio specials. Use the DJV code, MyPillow.com. Check out the new towel six-pack. The benefit of using the DJV code is you'll save a lot of money.
This is sponsored by Amazon. With the holiday season officially underway, Amazon has expanded its fast, free, and convenient delivery options. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime members across the U.S. now have access to over 10 million items available for free one-day delivery, including millions of popular holiday gifts, such as toys, games, and electronics. We know how busy the holidays can be and aim to make the season as easy as possible for customers by offering fast, free, and convenient delivery options.
Amazon has also expanded its Prime Free same-day delivery, bringing the convenience of doorstep delivery within hours to millions of Prime members. In addition to fast, free delivery this holiday season, Prime members who don't want to spoil the surprise can have all their orders arrive together on the day of their choice with Amazon Day. For gift ideas for everyone on your list, visit Amazon.com/holiday deals. Again, that's Amazon.com/holiday deals.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After this is the American Family Farmer. We are here to extol the value and virtue of farming. This program is for the love of farming. I'm trying to raise awareness among not only farmers, family farmers, real farmers, and the public at large, people who are users of our food, the value of our food, the value of the things we produce. So it's for the farmers, the people who run farm businesses, the locavores that enjoy the food that we produce. There was a conversation here on this program a couple of weeks ago about a farm up in Maine. I know we had the fellow that runs Sheepscott Farm on the program. And a week after they were on this program, they received notices from both their bank and their insurance company. I'm going to tell you that story after this.
And I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, so My focus on this farm, which is a former dairy farm, the Marcuses are the people that run the Sheepscott Farm. They got, as I said, notices from their bank and the insurance company. The bank is the Camden National Bank Insurance Company, Acadia Insurance. They happen to be my insurance company. Both the insurance company canceled their coverage on the farm and told them they had until next week to find a new insurance company. So I probably notified my insurance agent that I wanted a new insurance company. I don't want to do business with people like this. Camden National Bank said that they would close this farm's bank account. So the two people who were on the program said that they were complying fully with the law. This is a hemp farm. I lost the headline here. These we were talking about them as regard to their success in growing hemp. Maine is a much more open state than has been Massachusetts. But the federal government, once again, with their new hemp regulations, have made an unbelievable mess out of growing hemp, which should be just, shouldn't be regulated any more than growing corn should be regulated. I understand people wanting to make sure that they're not growing it with too much THC in it, but hello, in Maine, certainly medical marijuana is legal, and hemp is legal, so what are we doing here? What is this crazy stuff that we're following? The law is very clear. These people grew, I think, 3 acres of hemp the first year, then 18 acres the next year, and they can't do anything with it because the government has fouled up what you can actually do, where you can take the stuff. There aren't a lot of people in Maine who are doing producing, who are actually processing the hemp, the oil, so they want to bring it to Massachusetts, but yet this law doesn't allow them to go across state lines. I mean, can you imagine? This is the craziest stuff, and now these people are out of business, in essence. It's an impossible situation. Their financial safety nets were all invested in hemp because they were told, now that it was regulated, that there was a market there. The Maine governor, the agricultural commissioner up there, have sent a letter to the USDA to get the rules so that farmers can grow the crop legally, and the same thing is going to happen here in Massachusetts. We had 1,000 acres of hemp grown, and it's just going into the trash bin, and it's put 4 farmers I know into bankruptcy. They changed the rules after the growing season started. It's incomprehensible, and I know I sound sometimes like a curmudgeon or I get angry about this stuff, but it's unfair. And the public wants this stuff. So why is the federal government screwing up things as much as they are? And then these insurance companies and the banks are just running for cover. So it's time for us to really start to organize a little better than we have. Join some of the organizations like the National Farmers Union, and let's put a stop to this crazy madness ruining our family farms. That's my thought on it, my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.